This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are, as we have been reporting for a while now, not good times for the coal industry. It's been an issue on the campaign trail. It's been an issue for coal companies. Several really big ones have filed for bankruptcy protection. And next week, it's going to be an issue in Congress. The deal is that as those coal companies are getting reorganized under Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy code, they're also getting out from under their employee retirement and health care obligations. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has the story.
Some 10,000 retired coal miners demonstrated at the Capitol this month, asking Congress to pick up a tab their companies left behind. Wayne Thompson of Western Kentucky retired from the largest coal company in the world, Peabody Energy, which will stop issuing retiree and health care benefit checks in January. Thompson complains that the law lets Peabody do this.
And get away with everything that they owe their people that they've promised them for years. These people that you see here built Peabody Coal Company.
Here's what happened. 5 years ago, coal prices peaked, and many mining companies made billion-dollar acquisitions, and a lot of that money was borrowed. And then coal crashed. World demand fell, markets went soft, and prices plummeted. Patrick McGinley teaches law at West Virginia University.
So when the coal market went south, the coal prices went down, these companies couldn't service their debt. So the companies that loaned the money, investment bankers, hedge funds, they're first in line.
In his view, top coal executives took huge financial risk and they didn't learn their history. Looking back, he says thousands of companies have gone bankrupt in this volatile sector. It's boom bust.
They basically sunk their companies and the collateral damage was miners and miners' widows, pension fund, and health care benefits.
Bankruptcy law basically allows this. Here's how. When a company is intact, it enters into a collective bargaining deal with workers. It takes on obligations. Columbia law professor Ed Morrison.
It's very difficult for a company to step away from its obligations to its union outside of bankruptcy. But once it files, it's a completely different situation.
Now, in bankruptcy, everyone who wants a piece of money fights to get in line. And legally, the workers are the junior lenders. They're further back. Standing in front are the banks. Now, the bank's argument is they lent money assuming they would be first in line. Otherwise, they wouldn't lend. And if you push the banks back, they and the economy would suffer.
It means that it's harder to start a business in this country. It's harder to finance a business in this country. So you kind of have to weigh those two things. And it's a very difficult question about what's the optimal balance.
But balance is not what the workers have in mind. Many of them argue that Peabody made a complex move to ditch its worker obligations. Years ago, it formed a second company called Patriot, and it was so financially weak it quickly went into Chapter 11. In other words, it sped up the bankruptcy process. Now, Peabody doesn't acknowledge this, but already another big coal company is going the same route. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.